For MSONewsSports.com, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the Coach's File brought to you by Big Jim's Auto Body, 19 Creek Street in Beverly. Joining me in the Coach's File today is formerly football head coach Roger Rozinski, and we're here at the Bill Hamer dedication of the weight room in Bill's honor. Roger, quite a day.
Oh, wonderful day. Great day for Bill Hamer, and very deserving of it. This goes back a long time, because when he first got here and took over as head coach, there was one weight machine in the whole school. And right now, this weight room here is as good as any in the state.
You know, certainly, looking back, we've been trying to get a hold of you and do this talk forever. We used to see each other out on social occasions. I always wanted to do this. Your time in Beverly, again, with Billy, in the years afterwards, what did that mean to you?
Well, I coached in Beverly for 28 years. I came in under Roy, and I coached 1 year with Nate, and then Billy until he retired, and then I became the head coach. It's a great athletic community. You know, I grew up in a small town in New Hampshire, and I played athletics there. This is a whole different picture here, you know. And to a certain degree, even though it was wonderful up there, I would have loved to have played at a place like Beverly High School.
You know, certainly the tradition that Roy and Billy had set. Was there any kind of pressure when you first started coaching that you knew what they had achieved and the expectations passed on to you?
Well, you realize what the expectations are in Beverly when you coach football. And the thing is, all you can do is go out and do the best job you can. And the thing is, after being an assistant for 18 years, I had a clue. And plus, I'd been coaching with underneath some outstanding people. And whether it was by osmosis or whatever, you learn some lessons about football. And so I felt I was well-tuited and ready for the position.
You know, certainly for the kids, too, it's following in that tradition that you speak of, that you want to keep up with what kids before you have set for the city, set the tone.
No, absolutely. You know everything about the history of the school. Plus the fact is, when I took over, 80% of the staff remained with me. And, you know, that's a carryover. It's not new people coming in. There's no reteaching of coaches and stuff like that. You just pick things up and move on from there. And I think everybody knew we were going to run the football anyways.
Now, certainly, Red Hot let everybody know that there's another space on that wall, and it's reserved for you. Did you know that, or was that sprung on you?
That was sprung on me. This is the first I've heard of it, and I think that's great. But at the same time, you know, to go up on that wall, those people, is really something. And it's something to look forward to, and it's something that, you know, you almost feel like you don't deserve it to a certain degree.
So what's been retirement like for you? In the time that you've been retired for a few years now, and you look great.
Well, you know, I mean, I've constantly worked out my whole life. I've got some bad habits, but I've constantly worked out and stayed in shape. And, I have a big house. I do a lot of work around the house and stuff like that. And plus, I'm active. I'm out and about, and I work out every day for at least 2 or 3 hours. And, between that and, you know, watching high school games and whether it's baseball, football, whatever, my life is pretty busy.
So do you get to see a lot of Beverly football being in the area?
I don't miss many games. It all depends. I mean, there's certain places that I don't like trips to Winthrop. You know, that's never been one of my favorite drives.
Has anybody ever liked to drive to Winthrop?
But, and I hope people in Winthrop don't take that personally, but it's just not a good, fun place to drive to. But, you know, other than that, if the game is, the weather's good, I'm there. Yeah. And even if the weather's bad, I'm probably there.
Okay. Coach, we will catch up again at some later time. I know I will be back here again to talk to you when it's your turn to go up in the wall. Congratulations.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Okay. Great talking to you.
Thank you. That's been Roger Rozinski, former head coach of the Beverly Panther football team. For MSO News Sports Radio, I'm Tim Kearns.